regular feature of Thursday evening as we welcome Bill Snyder, WGN-TV, weather producer, storm guru, generally, you know, a man who knows his weather. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you? Happy Thursday and happy Friday Eve, holiday weekend Eve, right?
Yeah.
Wow. How about
Same
that?
Same to you. A variety of environmental activity today. Had to sort of drag the dog out this morning because she doesn't like going in the rain.
Right.
But then by the afternoon, it was very pleasant.
It was.
Sunny and 72 or something.
Yeah. You know, if we could time our rain systems, John, to fall in the early morning before most of us get up, that wouldn't be a bad thing, would it? You know, then we can get outside and get our outdoor activities in. That's pretty good.
Okay. So Labor Day weekend has a significance on a lot of different levels.
It does.
You know, it used to be like, oop, don't wear white clothing anymore after Labor Day.
Right.
You know, that's an urban legend that's gone.
Yeah.
But that summer thing that you keep referring to.
Yes, meteorological summer, right.
No wonder I didn't say it. Is that ending?
It is. It does. Yeah. So meteorological summer, you know, again, this is for record keeping and, you know, the official end of astronomical summer doesn't take place until I believe September 22nd.
Right.
But, it ends Sunday night at midnight. And on Monday, Labor Day, we, ring in the new season of meteorological autumn. How about that? Boy, did this go fast, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to wait and hear what you have to say about Labor Day a little bit
later. Yeah, for sure.
Because, I don't know. I think there's sort of a history to it, but maybe not.
Okay.
So anyway, we've had a relatively cool
stretch.
We have. It's been nice.
Right.
But, I mean, we have temperatures, mid to low 70s usually?
Yeah, which is below normal, John. You know, normally this time of the year, we're in the low 80s. So the fact that we've had a stretch of days, it's interrupted what's otherwise been a very warm summer. You know, even looking at the numbers through today, so you figure we've only got three more days left to go in meteorological summer. But through today, John, and I like to use Midway Airport again because it doesn't oscillate from various observation sites. This is constant data at one location for almost a century of records. It goes back to 1928. And the temperature at Midway Airport since June 1st is averaging 76.9 degrees, which is 2.3 degrees above normal. And would you believe it still ranks, John, as the fourth warmest on record on the Southside site since 1928. So only 1995, 1988, and 2012 have been any warmer than 2025. So any way, shape, or form you look at it, it's been a warm summer, and this has just been a brief interruption, but it's fairly unusual, John. You know, it's interesting. I was looking on the cool side of things, and, you know, this cool spell started on Sunday. You know, we had temperatures in the 80s last weekend on Saturday, and then, this succession of days in the 70s began on Sunday, and I don't think we're going to see an 80-degree temperature through the rest of the week, which would take us through the end of August, because August 31st is on Sunday.
Right.
And you know what's interesting, John? You know that only six times in recorded history here, and we have weather records that date back to 1871 for official records, only six times have we not had a single 80-degree temperature in the final week of August, in the 24th to 31st period. And the most recent year that this happened was 1982, 43 years ago. So it's a bit unusual that that we're having what I would call persistent cooler than normal weather. Now, again, like you said, it's very comfortable. It's not like we're shivering and we're bundled up in jackets and that kind of thing. But relative to what's still considered summer, and it's still late August, and temperatures should be in the low 80s. I think most people are probably enjoying it, and they're enjoying the much needed electricity break, and running their air conditioner that's certainly been working overtime, much of this summer.
So I've got a note here.
Yeah.
Of a tragic weather anniversary in Chicago. What does that refer to?
Oh, I'll say, John, this one really hits home. Today marks the 35-year anniversary since Plainfield, Illinois, John, and adjacent communities of our far southwestern Chicago metro area were struck by the strongest tornado on record in the United States in August. That late summer day will be remembered by so many residents here in Northern Illinois due to the lives that the tornadoes took and the devastation it caused. It was just this was between 3:15 and 3:45 in the afternoon, and we had a very hot, humid, unstable atmosphere, John. Temperatures were in the low 90s. The humidity was through the roof. It was sky high. We had dew points. You know, we always like to talk about dew points. Dew points, John, were in the low 80s, and we had energy levels. You know, you figure, you know, we like to talk, one of the parameters we look at for severe weather is called CAPE, which is stands for convective available potential energy. And that's the amount of energy in the atmosphere for a thunderstorm. You figure you need about 1,000 to 1,500 to get a strong or severe thunderstorm. The CAPEs that day, John, were 8,000, and I don't think I've ever seen levels that high in as long as I've been doing this, and that's for this area. So the numbers were just stunning. We had a jet stream that was slicing through that hot, humid, unstable air, and it was a violent F5 tornado that ripped through Kendall and Will counties and took the lives of 29 people and injured 350 people. The tornado left a 16-mile long damage path, John, which ranged from 600 yards to a half a mile in width. It's estimated that $160 million in damages was added up to, with a total of 470 homes destroyed and 1,000 damaged. So wind speeds at the epicenter of this tornado in Plainfield, John, were between 261 and 318 miles per hour. I mean, it just leaves you speechless, really, when you look at the pictures from this. The other thing that's interesting about this too, John, is the tornado had low clouds and rain surrounding it. So that makes it difficult to see. And because of this, we didn't have cell phones like we do now. Everybody's looking at the skies, but there's no known photographs or videos of this tornado, which is interesting. And we only have pictures of the aftermath, which were just terribly tragic.
Well, maybe some better news coming.
Yeah. Labor Day weekend. I'll say. I mean, the weather couldn't be more different today, huh, John? Right. It's amazing. Yeah. But we do have some good news. So, there's a little bubble of Canadian high pressure coming in tomorrow. So we're going to drop the temperatures a little bit. Today we were 77 at Midway, 76 at O'Hare, but tomorrow we're going to see temperatures struggle to hit 70 along the lakefront, probably hold to the upper 60s with the northeast wind, and inland areas will get into the low 70s. So that's about 10 degrees below normal, but we will stair step our way up closer to normal as we proceed through the holiday weekend. So we should see temperatures warm into the mid 70s on Saturday and get close to 80, if not in the low 80s, away from the lake both Sunday and Monday. And we should see plenty of sunshine both Sunday and Monday. So how about that for a holiday weekend forecast? It sounds like a great time to get outside.
Yeah, you know what? I was making reference to something earlier because my memory of the Labor Day weekend is that it always rained on Monday.
Isn't that something? Well, guess what, John? This will not be the case. So that I'm happy to report going to be good news for barbecues and any other outdoor activities that people want to partake in. But yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's great.
That's good news. Yeah, we do have some, interestingly, John, there is another shot of very cool air coming in later next week. So we're starting to see these shots of cool air out of Canada. So as we join each other a week from now, we may be talking about temperatures that are more typical of mid-October than early September. But before that, we've got some gorgeous weather to look forward to.
Well, I look forward to talking to you, too, next week. Thank you so much, Bill. Have a great holiday weekend. And
you too, my friend. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, and he'll keep an eye on the weather.